Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, in recognition of September as Suicide Prevention Month, we'll hear from State Senator Jesse James, Governor Evers, and an Eau Claire public health nurse who's a member of the Chippewa Valley Suicide Prevention Work Group. Plus, we'll hear from Tony Mattson and Melissa Walczak about this Saturday's Rewrite Recovery event at the Red House of Hope in Mondovi. That's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Chelsea Klatt is a public health nurse with the Eau Claire City County Health Department and has been a member of the Chippewa Valley Suicide Prevention Work Group with members from Chippewa, Eau Claire, and Dunn counties since it began almost 2 years ago.
So I've been a part of that team since we started. We decided to bring our three counties together because we have a lot of resources and agencies that we share across county borders, and we all have the same goal of wanting to prevent suicide and help those that need help.
Klatt says,
I think there's still a lot of stigma related to suicide, and social media is a big part of everyone's lives across the lifespan. So just being aware of what risk factors they are for suicides, or how to talk to somebody and listen to what they're really saying and understanding what they're saying, because if they're giving any sort of clues that they are having thoughts of ending their life, being able to be someone that's a safe person for them to talk to. And things that we see and hear on social media can really impact how we feel about things in our everyday life. We may see something that really triggers us, and we have very strong feelings about it. And sometimes you just never know what's going to come up on your feed or what you're going to see or hear people say.
State Senator Jesse James of Altoona addresses this topic in this week's Republican radio address.
September Suicide Prevention Month can be a difficult topic to discuss, but this month is dedicated to bringing awareness to an issue that touches thousands of Americans. In 2022, over 49,000 Americans decided to take their own life. That is one life lost every 11 minutes. If you look at just our state, we lost 924 Wisconsinites to suicide in 2022. Suicide impacts everyone, regardless of age, gender, ethnicity, or socioeconomic status. We have come such a long way in the mental health discussion. We have worked for years trying to destigmatize the need for some extra help and support in establishing the community resources needed to accommodate these needs, but there is still work to be done. The legislature has made great strides in trying to help address the mental health crisis we are experiencing. We invested in trying to improve outcomes by increasing access to mental health care for our farmers, establishing new programs and facilities for those experiencing a mental health crisis, expanding school-based mental health services, and more. Every step we take towards addressing mental health on the front end can help save a life. No one in this world should feel alone. It is up to us as friends, neighbors, and loved ones to support each other through the tough times and remind one another how much we really do care.
Eau Claire City County Public Health Nurse Chelsea Klatt says, while everything Senator James says is important, what she'd really like to underscore is
suicide doesn't discriminate. It can happen to anybody. It does not always have to do with a mental illness. There is not one specific trigger for suicide. So just being aware of how your loved ones are feeling, or people that are around you are feeling, that you interact with, any changes in their behavior, because they could be experiencing a lot of different crises in their life. They could be having a lot of extra stress related to relationship issues, financial issues, loss of a job, and things like that, where a lot of things just stack on top of each other, and that feeling of hopelessness gets so overwhelming. So over half the suicide people did not have a previously diagnosed mental health disorder. So just knowing that it can happen to anyone, and being able to be there, be that support for someone, and recognize when someone is not okay, and encouraging them that it's okay to talk and to reach out for help.
Governor Evers also focuses on Suicide Prevention Month in this week's Democratic radio address.
I declared 2023 the year of mental health in Wisconsin and set out with a mission to address the state of mental health with the urgency it required. I said then that mental health in Wisconsin was a quiet, burgeoning crisis that would have consequences for generations if we didn't address it, and that we couldn't look back years in the future and wish we could have done more and sooner. Folks, my concerns have not wavered. This is a crisis in our state and our country. And while I was proud of the advancements we made in the year of mental health, including significant investments in school-based mental health for kids and services for farmer mental health, in establishing crisis care centers and supporting operations of the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline, we can and should do more. As we recognize Suicide Prevention Month, I remain as committed as ever to the work we must do to expand access to services, end the stigma, raise awareness, and prevent suicides across our state. Suicide is a top 10 leading cause of death in Wisconsin, evidenced by the fact that I know all of us have experienced the unimaginable loss of a loved one or a neighbor to suicide. So reach out, connect with your loved ones, and if you're struggling, please know that you are never alone. Talk to people you trust, whether that's your healthcare provider or a friend. If you're in crisis, the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is confidential and available 24/7 by call, text, or chat. Call or text 988 to get connected with a counselor to talk. Farmers and their families can also call DATCAP's 24/7 Farmer Wellness Helpline at 1-888-901-2558. Help is always available, and it's okay to be struggling. Together, we can prevent suicides, save lives, and build a healthier, more resilient state for everybody.
Regarding Governor Evers' commentary, Klatt says...
He mentioned a great resource that the Suicide Prevention Lifeline, it used to be a much longer, a 1-888 number to call, so that has changed to 988 in the last couple of years here, and we are learning that not a lot of people realize that the phone number, or that it's been shortened and something that people can call. You can call just to talk if you just need to get something off and you don't have that trusted person to talk to, and you just want to unload whatever burden you're feeling right now, and that's what they're there for. They're there to listen. We also have the Hope Line in the state of Wisconsin. So that's a texting peer support line where you can text the word Hope Line to 741-741. Very similar resources as what 988 is, and having those conversations if you don't have that trusted person in your life, or that trusted person in your life is not available, but really reaching out to talk, because we are losing our loved ones. We are losing our neighbors. One suicide impacts so many different people. It's a huge ripple effect, and it's something that's preventable.
Finally, Klatt talks about precautions that can be taken by gun owners who are fighting suicidal tendencies.
We do have resources in our community, like Marcon Shooting in, over there in Lake Halley. They're willing to, if you are not feeling safe with yourself and you need someone temporarily to hold your firearm, they're willing to hold it for you until you feel safe with it again. So that way it's out of the home. It keeps that distance between you and what could possibly be a fatal thing for you. So it's something that's available, and people are able to ask for that help, and just so that they can help keep themselves safe too, if they're able to recognize the signs, or for family members that are concerned about their loved ones, that's a option, because, you know, as we all have, there's a lot of different views around firearms and restrictions and things like that, but it's not about taking it away from anybody. It's just keeping the person safe that might be going through a tough time right now and just might need them to be kept safe for them. So that's another resource that we have in our community that I don't think a lot of people are aware of.
Again, Eau Claire City County Public Health Nurse Chelsea Klatt, who's been a part of that Chippewa Valley Suicide Prevention Work Group with members of Chippewa, Eau Claire, and Dunn counties, in the almost 2 years it's existed. Meanwhile, the Rewriting Recovery from Stigma to Strength event is going on this Saturday, September 21st from 11 to 3 at the Red House of Hope at E7303 County Road O in Mondovi. Red House of Hope is a nonprofit 501c3 located in Dunn County, serving the Chippewa Valley and beyond. They're excited to have a team that's collaborating and supporting other community programs as they look to bring back hope to those that have experienced loss and hardship due to struggles with mental health, addiction, and poverty. And part of this Saturday's event includes Toni Matson of Trinity Equestrian Center, as she'll be offering the keynote address on Rewriting Recovery from Stigma to Strength. And I asked her about it when I spoke with her on Thursday.
It is, I think it's going to be an amazing event. And what my part is, I'm going to be their keynote speaker. And love Melissa and Deb and the whole crew down there. And they are putting together a really, really, I think, unique and not just engaging kind of event, but it's going to be one, I think, where it will help educate and empower people. And that's my goal. That's the goal of my message. I'm kind of on this soapbox, this mission. Mark, you know me, I'm kind of a little rebel at heart. And so, you know, I am honestly taking my 15 years of experience at Trinity, working specifically with veterans. But I want to expand that. I want to expand it into all of our defenders and our protectors. And by that, I mean firefighters and frontline workers and ER workers and, you know, EMS and correction and law enforcement. Because, honestly, the trauma and the effects of that, that are so pervasive through that population is something that we really have to stand up for and just say, wait a minute here. We need to do something. And that's going to be my message. My thing is I want so much to shatter the stigma that surrounds mental health because, quite honestly, I learned this over and over and over with the vets that I worked with. That is one of the top reasons why they don't reach out for help. And if someone who's struggling doesn't reach out for help, that end result can be deadly. And that's something, of course, that we've been fighting against for years and years. But I also want them, I want them to drop the D, PTSD. Get rid of the D. It's not a disorder. Honestly, it is a normal response to very abnormal situations and experiences that this group of individuals and teams experience over and over and over again. And sometimes even more than once a day, they go on shift and it's a traumatic event. And yet they barely get to change their clothes and they're out on another shift. I mean, that's unconscionable. They need time to decompress and to process. And the last thing, honestly, in my little trio of pillars here is to find their fit. Find what really soothes their soul. What is it that can help them? What resonates with them that will take them on that healing journey? And, of course, you know me, you know us at Trinity. I mean, ours is not only it's equine, but it's how God uses and partners with the horses. It's not the horses that do it. I mean, I love horses, you know that, but it's God working through the horses. But guess what? Not everybody's into horses. And I am a huge, fierce advocate of just find something that resonates with you, that can take you from the darkness to the light. And that's why I'm partnering with Red House of Hope, because they are a wonderful example of that. They are very godly people and just trust in the Lord so much. And it's so obvious and evident in all of what they're doing. And this is a real reach out event. This is one where I'm just praying there's tons of people who come, those that actually live this life, live this trauma day in, day out, and those that love them and support them. Because, like I say, my goal in my message is to educate them and really engage them and then empower them to make some of those choices themselves.
So the idea of Rewrite Recovery is the big thing, take off the D in PTSD, or that title has been intriguing to me. So is that what you mean by that? Rewrite Recovery?
I mean, Yeah, I mean all three of those. In order for us to begin rewriting recovery and how people perceive recovery or perceive the journey to recovery, we really have to address each of these three things, the stigma that surrounds it. Changing the narrative, and by that I mean drop the D, absolutely. And there's a whole psychology behind that. And then, of course, helping them find, you know, that therapy, that support that really speaks to them. So it's not just the one. It is all three of those things. If we can accomplish that, Mark, if we can start, I mean, I don't have this pie in the sky idea that, whew, you know, it's going to start and it's going to just continue like wildfire. I mean, God can do anything. But if we begin the process, if we can begin to shift that narrative, we can rewrite the perception of recovery. And how people really take that in, and how we can destigmatize it and make it judgment-free. And that's where people will be more inclined, will be encouraged, not only in their workplace, but by their friends and their family, and they themselves will feel more empowered to get the help that they need and not feel like they're, you know, they're broken. They may be bruised for sure, there is no doubt, but they're not broken. You know, God never leaves us there. That's why he scoops us up, shakes us off, and says, we got a better way here. Follow me. Let's get your feet on the right path. Live the life that he created us for. So, yeah, it is all three, Mark. It is all three. Because if we can do that, oh, man, we can begin to rewrite recovery.
Toni Matson, she'll be giving the talk on Rewriting Recovery from Stigma to Strength this Saturday at 1 at the Red House of Hope Rewriting Recovery event. Melissa Walczak, Red House of Hope founder, says, in addition to Toni's great talk.
Yeah, so we are super excited to have three ladies, or teachers actually, locally in the school district. And that is, I got to remember their name, Half Shebang. We're going to have cotton candy. We're going to have food trucks. Thank you for consuming fire. Pizza, they're going to be on site. And so music is going to go from 11 to 1. We're going to have kids games. And then the speaker will be at 1 p.m. And so we're also going to have some 50-50 raffles. Some silent auction stuff, just a lot of fun.
A lot going on at the Red House of Hope Rewriting Recovery event from Stigma to Strength. Don't miss it, 11 to 3 this Saturday at the Red House of Hope, E7303 County Road O in Mondovi. And also earlier, in addition to hearing from Toni Matson and Melissa Walczak, as we talked about Suicide Prevention Month, we heard from Chelsea Clad, a public health nurse for Eau Claire City County Health Department and part of that Chippewa Valley Suicide Prevention Work Group, made up of members from Chippewa, Eau Claire, and Dunn counties. And also heard from State Senator Jesse James and Governor Evers, each of their weekly radio addresses for their respective parties dealing with this important topic of suicide prevention. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for joining us for this edition, Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio.